And now we're joined on the phone from Blenheim by our guest today, Tiffany Tompkins. How you going, Tiffany?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming on. And but chilly down there in Blenheim today.
It was a good chilly start this morning, but, you know, as winter should be, kind of cold, but a beautiful sunny day, so cannot complain at all.
Nice. Is there a bit of snow up around Nelson Ways yet?
There is in the mountains all around us. There's lots of snow. I'm sure everybody that is skiing around Rainbow Field over by Nelson Lakes are having a great time.
All right. And you you work on organic vineyards down there.
Yeah, well, I am actually the CEO of Organics Aotearoa New Zealand.
Yes, you are.
And I'm surrounded by amazing vineyards all around us, some organic. And, yeah, really, really loving it. I actually came from the wine sector in the States. I had a wine importing company where I'd bring in fair trade organic wine from Chile, Argentina, and South Africa, and I sold wine across 35 states. So it was really great to move to New Zealand 7 years ago and be in the heart of wine country again.
Yeah, right on. And is there any organic wine grown actually in the States?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of organic viticulture going on. And organic wine is growing quite significantly, around 11% a year in the U.S. So
right.
It's a great market. And, yeah, lots happening in states all around, with obviously California and Oregon and Washington being sort of the main place, and New York as well as being a big contributor to the wine industry there.
Interesting. Okay. And how long have you been over here in beautiful Aotearoa?
I have been here for 7 years this month. It's gone by really quickly. It's amazing. It's a bit of a love story, actually. I met this tall, handsome, gorgeous Kiwi at a party, and we have been together ever since. And so when the opportunity was for him to move with his job, he could move anywhere in Asia Pacific, and he wanted to move home, and the company moved us here to Blenheim, which
Fantastic.
Is so cool. This is where his parents are and where he grew up.
Right. Well, it's like the perfect result.
Yeah, pretty good. Missing my family back home, but we'll be going to see them not too long from now. So
nice. All right. And how long have you been involved with Organics Aotearoa New Zealand?
I have been involved with them for 3.5 years now. So I was on the board of organic wine growers when I moved down here. I was looking for people in the organic space, and ended up jumping on the board of organic wine growers and serving that for 4 years, and jumped over to Organics Aotearoa as a representative for the organic wine industry.
Yes.
And from there have made my way into the CEO position.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a look through your board. It's a pretty power-packed kind of board.
It is. I work for some really amazing people, and I feel really fortunate. I've got such an amazing board, and they're very focused on growing the organic sector, and they're very, very involved in that progression. So it's awesome.
All right, and give us a little bit of a brief history of OANZ. That's Organics Aotearoa New Zealand, folks. So how long has it kind of been running for?
Yeah, OANZ was developed or put together in 2006. The organization was formed to help unify all the different parts of the sector. So it's production, it's producers and growers and farmers. It's all the way to importers, to the retailers, to the educators. It's a pretty large value chain. And so the organization was put together to represent the industry needs, and they got together and started really lobbying the government for an organic bill to help regulate what organics means in Aotearoa.
Yes, and that's been sitting around for quite a while, but there has been movement lately.
It has, and after 10 years or so, we got the bill announced. Minister Damien O'Connor brought the bill to the Parliament a few years back, and it passed this past April. So we now have the Organic Products and Production Act, and we're working with MPI to finalize the national organic standard and the regulations that work with that act.
Oh, yeah, that's great news. That's been sitting around for a long, long time, that one has. And I guess for people who don't know, what does that actually mean for the organic sector?
It means that New Zealand, so New Zealand and Australia were the last two developed countries not to have an national organic standard. Mm. And now Australia is the last country. We've beat Australia.
Yes.
But we're going to have an organic system that, you know, that is tailor-made for New Zealand. So what does organics mean in the New Zealand context? So we set up the rules in the New Zealand context, and it means all the different certifiers that are currently certifying to organic standards will have only one standard to certify to. So it'll bring about all the production processes under the rules. It's going to protect consumers so that when you buy organic products, it will be legally backed and government backed that you're getting what you're paying for. And it's going to help producers who work hard to grow things or produce things organically to protect them from unfair competition. From those that may not be doing so, the same type or the same up to organic standards from places that are being imported into New Zealand. So, yeah, we're really, really excited about it. It's a great opportunity for the country, and we're quite proud of this achievement and looking forward to it being deployed.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great news. And I think it's three main organic certifiers in Aotearoa at the moment, isn't there?
Is that right?
Does that mean they're all going to be one, or are they still going to be kind of all separate kind of still?
No, they'll all be running their own businesses and certifying. So the government says the certifiers do a great job what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the certifiers are going to go and certify everybody, and then the certifiers report back to NPI, who puts the sort of rubber stamp and saying, yep, you meet all our requirements, and you're able to be certified organic. So BioGrow, Assure Quality, Organic Farm NZ will still be running and doing the great job that they do.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that's good to hear. I know it's been a long time. And the next moves are from there then. Get together with the NPI and make something happen. How long's this going to take, do you think?
Yeah, so we're hoping to turn on the regime next May or June,
right.
Working with NPI, we've just got to work out the rest of the details around the National Organic Standard, and then we move into discussing and submitting on regulations around enforcement and infringement, and then cost recovery.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, well, that's great news. And anyway, back to OANs, and how many members would you have about, would you say?
We have about 70 members, and a lot of our members are actually what we call sector organizations that represent their key areas. So, you know, organics, it's not just viticulture, it's not just dairy, but it's across all of agriculture plus some. And so organizations, for instance, the Organic Wine Growers have roughly 175 members.
Oh, really? That's quite a lot.
Yep. It is. 10% of wineries now have an organic offering, which is really cool to see. So, we have quite a few members in that organization. That organization is members of OAN, so we work closely with organic wine growers so that we can disseminate sort of the national advocacy work that we do to all of their growers, too. So we have these really great networks within our membership.
Okay. And you represent sort of dairy, organic dairy farmers and things like that as well?
Yeah, organic dairy farmers. Fonterra Organic is a key part of organic exporters who are members of ours. We have an organic dairy farmer on our board. We have organic horticulture, so fruit growers, vegetable growers, from market gardens all the way up to major exporters. Desperi is also a member, so it's quite an array of different groups and production levels. And people that are, you know, employing, I would say, organic practices at home, that's sort of represented on the consumer side through Soil and Health Association, who's also a member.
Okay.
So we cover the whole gamut.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and even though they're quite different, I guess business models or whatever, and ways to go about it, there'd still be, I'd imagine, ways – of doing the production that, that could actually, you know, you'd be able to pick up little tricks and tips from people outside your sort of core area, I suppose I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it really is. It's a really cooperative group. I mean, organics, there are key principles that tie us all together. And the principles of organics are health, ecology, fairness, and care. So, health starts with healthy food, starts with healthy soil, healthy waterways to support healthy plants and animals. Ecology is about healthy farming based on emulating and sustaining natural environments and systems. Yes, fairness, which is looking after healthy societies based on equality, respect, and justice for all living things. And then care, which is looking at, you know, a healthy future means caring for the land and our environment, our ecosystems, and protecting and restoring those to optimal health for future generations.
Yeah.
And these really cool principles bind the whole sector together. And it's sharing, it's a way of life, and then it's also about production and utilizing the best resources and the best practices to help farm efficiently and very sort of innovatively to do the best that you can as purveyors of the land and custodians of, I would say, of the land and the environment.
Yeah, I love that. Health, ecology, equality, and care. You know, great values and principles to go by, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, and they're really strong. You know, sometimes people write principles and, you know, or you know, your mission statement and put it to the side, but this really is the crux of what we do. So organics is not only just about what we don't do. A lot of people are like, oh, organics, it's, you don't use synthetic pesticides, you don't use synthetic nitrogen, you know. It's more about, you know, yes, we don't, because we follow these principles, because we want the output or the outcomes of our the way that we farm and the way that we produce things to be enhancing the environment. And I think sometimes people forget that organics really is set in motion to develop outcomes, not just talk about what you can not do.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And it's always, I always find it quite funny when you talk to some people and some people say, oh, organics, is that a new thing? But it's not, eh? It's been around for a long, long time, hasn't it? You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like when people started farming, and it's like how your grandparents farmed. You know, before World War II and the onset of a lot of synthetic pesticides that came out of, being invented during those time periods. So, you know, people came back from a war utilizing, you know, pesticides that were used, you know, during the Holocaust as things that they could put on their crops to rage war against, you know, insects. So, you know, it's kind of phenomenal that we're in this space where organics is very, you know, kind of not the majority. But hey, you know what? We're going through an evolutionary period, and there's a great market out there for organic products. And people want to have food that they want to, that they don't want a lot of pesticide residues, that they want food that contributes to the health of the earth, especially today with climate change, you know, and biodiversity loss. These are major things that we have in our minds. So always room to share practices and help people get off the synthetic treadmill.
Absolutely, and not only that, those things you quite rightly point out, but I think more and more people are becoming aware of where their food's coming from and how it's produced and everything like that. So yeah. Organics just fits that slot perfectly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and the market's really growing. It's incredible. I mean, I hail from the U.S., and it's quite mainstream there, and it's our fastest-growing multi-food sector, and it has been for quite some time.
Okay.
Even just in the U.S., you know, 15% of our fruits and vegetables are now organic. You know, it's $63 billion market. So worldwide, it's a $100 billion market, and it's growing around 12-13% a year. So it's pretty incredible, and, you know, the worse the food system gets, the more demand there is for organic products. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we have in the U.S., you know, the food system is quite different than it is in New Zealand. And it's people don't want, you know, they don't want all the synthetics and the additives and the genetic modification in their food, and so there's a huge demand for organics.
Absolutely, there is. What are the? Do you know the comparable figures in Aotearoa? You know, you said 15% in the States. What percentage of the market's organics over here? Do you know?
It's quite small. So our value of our market, the last figures we have are from 2020.
Right.
Our sector is worth about $723 million. So we're $750 million, kind of on par with the aquaculture sector.
Okay.
And so we're picking up steam. We grow around a little like 6.4, 6.5% a year.
Yeah.
We should be growing more at 9% a year, which would be a little bit closer to how things are moving worldwide.
Yeah.
But, you know, the take-up for organics isn't quite where it is with most of our trading partners.
Mm.
We're a little bit behind here in New Zealand in terms of the land and the producers that are certified organic. And I think this act and the recognition that the government's having for organics and the place that it stands in farming as a producer of high-quality products that there's a huge market for, it's going to help increase the amount of land that we have under organic cultivation.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah. Yeah, it's certainly a big step in the right direction, I think, anyways. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And but I do hear a lot of people's, talking regen ag. It's like the buzzword, right? Regen this,
yeah,
regen that.
Yeah, yeah.
And just so people could be clear, as clear as they can be anyway, because how do you, I guess, differentiate organic from regen ag?
Yeah, so regen is great. It's really an awesome concept that has got people thinking differently about agriculture, which is awesome. It's moving people into another direction from your traditional conventional way of thinking and growing things that are perhaps heavy on the synthetic chemical load, and moving towards things that I would say a lot of organic practitioners have been using for quite some time. Mm. These are just more tools in the toolbox, right? We just need to get growers and farmers to have all the tools so that they can utilize what they need to become more sustainable in their farming practices. And so great momentum for regen, and we're really glad to see the sort of look towards more sustainability.
Mm.
But because there's not a definition for regen, and you know, there's obviously no certification, it's quite loose in its meaning. So
yes.
What we've seen in the US is regen has now become the new buzzword, but it's really kind of just replacing the word sustainable,
right.
Or natural. And I think regen is trying to focus and brand itself to be sort of climate friendly farming, which again is awesome. If we can get more people thinking in that direction, more power to everybody, right? That's just
absolutely
great.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think organics is, you know, it's beyond the idea, and it's actually taking those, you know, a lot of those practices and having but farming in a way to a set of rules that assures there'll be the outcomes that production method is looking for. So organic, by not using this and by having to only be able to have certain types of options, we're able to say, yep, we don't contribute to agricultural pollution because we don't use these things. We utilize other systems or other approaches to tackle the same problems. Like, we all get pests, we all get weeds, but there's other farming techniques that are utilized instead to be more friendly on the environment and to make sure that we're being as integral as possible to the expectations that the consumer has. And so there is a big difference between regen and organics in that way, but they're both they're great positive things for the environment, and we look forward to more regen producers, you know, learning a lot about the tools that organics provides, and when farmers and growers look at perhaps regen as a starting point, and then they, you know, really develop a system that they get their farm off the off the pesticides and off of some of the chemical inputs, and letting the farm run its, you know, its ecosystem itself, and incredibly, you know, diverse biodiversity, and enhancing its soil and the contributions that it has to the fresh water, then perhaps organics is a good next step so that farmers can gain the premium and the added value.
Fantastic explanation. Well done, Tiffany. Yeah. Now, I waded through the the Regen Ag white paper. Was that a couple of years ago, was it? Came out?
Yep.
Like I said, I think, yeah, there's a few things kind of, yeah, it's a little murky about it, you know, definition being one, and you know, also allowances for, you know, for things like glyphosate and things like that to still be utilised and still be, yep, a regen sort of property, things like that, which, of course, you don't get on organic properties.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I won't, yep, I won't draw you into that one.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's lots, you know, and people can call themselves regen farmers just because, you know, I know people that have plant natives on their vineyard, and they're like, yeah, we're regen now. Like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that's one good positive step.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that way. Whereas if you're certified organic, you know, yeah, you have to follow the rules to be certified, and you have to be audited. And it's really about maintaining the integrity of the organic system and making sure consumers get what they want, and that producers are producing to, you know, to the quality that they can in terms of the production, and or, you know, there's, you can do things above or below the certification. If you do below the certification level, you're not going to get, you know, the certification, but you may be doing some really great, you know, practices that are, you know, great for agroecology practices that are great for the land and for the environment, and that's awesome. If you go above the standard for organics, there's lots of things that people can always trial and move, and it's about continuous improvement and trying to do the right thing for our communities and for our environment. And organics is just one way to put that stamp and that seal on the product to send it off to markets to develop a premium and to reach that consumer that wants that product.
Yes, well said. Yeah, no, quite right. And so Organics Aotearoa New Zealand, so how do people, I've seen your beautiful website, it's a fine thing, well done for that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and how do people, if they want to join up or just want to find out a bit more about it, what's the best way to go about this sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's, our website is oanz.org. So you can find most of the information about us there. If you go into Get Involved, you can click on that, and there's membership applications for those that are in the sector, or if you want to be interested as like an individual member, you don't get voting rights, but you get to be a part of the conversation. That's one option as well. And we also are running a Farming for the Future fundraising campaign at the moment. Can I plug this?
Of course you can. Yes.
And we actually have a generous donor who is going to match all the donations that we are able to attract over the month of August. So for
that
every
exciting.
Dollar, yes, it's super exciting. So for every dollar we raise, you know, he'll match, and that turns it into $2. And we're raising money because we have a lot of work to do to implement the act. And we want to make sure that the sector is ready for all the changes that are coming along, and that we've got, you know, R&D ready, we've got our auditing systems ready, and we're able to fulfill the needs for Aotearoa as much as possible. We know that there's going to be a growth in organics, and we're really excited to start some extension service projects to get out there and share the organic practices with everybody.
Fantastic. All right. And just want to say the name of that one again and where it can be found.
Yep. So it's oanz.org. And if you click the link, you know, get involved, you'll see all of our membership information and our donation information.
Yeah. And Farming for the Future is that one.
That's it. Yep, yes. It'll be right there, right? And it's actually on our home screen too, so you can't miss it.
Oh, fantastic. And you do like workshops and things like that around, and farm visits and things like that around the place?
Yeah. Every once in a while. We work a lot with all of our sector organizations too. So if you join us on social media, Organics Aotearoa is our handle. And we're always sending out invites for, you know, hey, come join us here. We're going to be at this event or any speaking engagements that we've got going on, or anything that, you know, we try to share the information of organic and biodynamic and any of our members' news as well. So, yeah, keep in touch with us on social media.
Right on. And do you do any, like, yearly or biannual sort of conferences or whatever where people can come along and listen to lots of cool people talking?
Yeah. We're hoping to actually put together one for May 2024. Okay. We're just waiting on some conversations with the government, because we're going to be getting close to launching the new regime.
Yes.
We want to make sure we've got everybody coming along to learn about, you know, how's it going to work, what can we expect, and bring some great speakers along and talk about organics, domestically and in the international marketplace.
That sounds like a fantastic thing to be doing. All right. Well, let's get
you
on before.
In the loop.
Let's get you on before that one in May. Yes,
then we'll chat about it. Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Anything else you would like to add, Tiffany?
Oh, no, thanks so much. It's really wonderful, and I'm excited for the organic sector, and I'm excited for farming in New Zealand. There's so much great opportunities, and there's great people working on all kinds of just interesting technology and extension services, and people are really trying to do their best to do things right for the environment and figure out ways that we can tell our story in this, and I'm really excited about the future. So
me too. And I think I can't help but think, a couple of islands floating around in the South Pacific, if the whole country went organic, how good would that be?
Oh my gosh, that would just be incredible. And just the highest quality, most beautiful quality food and fiber products. It would just, let's keep it up, and let's keep getting better, and let's find, make sure that we're getting good value back to our farmers.
Oh, man, it's healthy all around, right? For the people, for the soil, for the...
Exactly.
For everything,
for
right?
For all of us. Yeah, we're all in this together, so...
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. All right, Tiffany, thanks very much for coming on the show. Really, really appreciate it. And, we'll get you on again. We'll keep in touch about some other stuff going forward. So, thanks again, Tiffany. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. See ya.